And it is episode number 4 of, the Pretty Petty Podcast.
Oh, that was 3.
Nope, we did 3 when we did Fortnite and fuck shit, remember?
Oh, that was full of chaotic.
So, welcome to the episode. We are your hosts, Kay Howe.
And Layla.
Intro.
Oh, okay. A mother-daughter duo sharing our shallow opinions on what's happening in society. Some of the things we will say may come off mean, but we're not mean. We mean well.
Yay, Layla, you suck.
Good thing you had that pulled up.
You're supposed to memorize that.
No.
Okay. Well, this episode we're going to be talking about a Netflix film that we watched.
Whoa.
Huh?
I go on my Facebook and I just get a face full of butt from Jordan.
Okay. Shut up. Don't say that. And we watched To All the Boys I've Loved Before with that really hot kid, Noah Centineo. What is his name? I forgot already.
I think it's Centineo.
Noah Centineo. He's a little cutie pie, yo. Okay, so anyway, what are your thoughts on the movie? I've watched it before with your dad, and so this is my second time watching it because I liked it. What did you think?
It was good, you know.
How many stars or what grade? What,
4.
A 4 star?
Yeah. I'm starting to like how the TV shows are being in today's age, just because people are able to say my feelings and put them into words when I can't.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I have a hard time talking about my feelings or, like, even trying to find, like, a sentence to even explain it. So I like movies now because they do that a lot.
So you're basically saying it's something that you can relate to and resonates.
Some things. I don't write letters. Definitely don't. Mainly because I'm afraid that something like that would happen or you would see it, and that's just weird.
Did you know your dad used to write me letters?
Yes.
How did you know?
You told me and he told me.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like her, though. I always wish that somebody would write me a love letter. And I've never gotten one.
Really? Never?
Yeah. And I've been with Denzel for 10 months tomorrow, and I have not gotten one at all.
Well, I mean, why does he have to write you letters when he's with you?
Because that's just something meaningful.
Guys don't think about that shit.
I know, because they're useless.
Because your dad hasn't written me a letter since we've been, like, physically together.
Well, it's still cute, okay? I can freaking fantasize and wish.
I don't wish that.
Because you're an Aries.
What is that supposed to mean?
You're heartless. You don't care.
Oh, you're an Aquarius.
Yeah, but I have Virgo, and I'm old-fashioned.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, 4 stars. It was pretty okay.
That's more than okay.
I felt like...
Okay is like a 2 or
I almost
a 3.
Felt like she was really stupid, because to me, I probably would have been like, nah, bro. Because, first of all, I would already know I'm going to catch feelings for a guy that fine. And then, second of all, that chick that he was with already is like your ex-best friend, and she already don't like you, so she's obviously gonna try to do something like dirty to you.
Wait, so you, like, wouldn't have done it?
No, fuck no.
I would've.
Oh my god, y'all are dumb.
I would've did
you
it.
You guys like putting yourselves in bad case scenarios.
Well,
man.
I am an Aries, so I would whoop a bitch's ass if she tried,
bro,
something.
I take the easy way out,
I would be like, I wish a bitch would.
Yeah, anyway, I would have never done that. So when she did it, I was like, this chick. But without her doing that, then we wouldn't have had this TV show.
Yeah,
and I
movie.
Wouldn't,
that's movie.
Whatever it is, movie, yeah.
I can't believe you wouldn't have done it. You wouldn't have taken the risk.
Me?
Yeah.
No, because I don't like losing people.
But see, I think she played it smart. Well, no, maybe she didn't play it smart. Well, I don't know if she was... No, she wasn't playing. Maybe she was being serious. I don't know. But see, what I would have did was I would have agreed, and then I would have acted like I didn't really like him, even if I did end up liking him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because...
That's how I got Denzel.
That's how I got your dad. Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Yeah, I had to learn the hard way.
I didn't like your dad.
Because I feel like when you show a guy how you feel,
yeah.
they're like, ah, too easy. Mm-hmm. I don't want you.
Yep.
So when I tried it different, that's when I copped me a guy.
A good guy, too.
A pretty good guy. Although yeah. he has...
No, he's an asshole. But he's a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But assholes keep you on your toes. Can you imagine if you ended up with a nice guy?
I feel like...
You would walk
never mind,
all over
him.
Never mind,
this is not something to talk about on a podcast.
Why not?
But TV show was pretty good. I'm really pissed off that it ended that way.
You watch. He's going to listen to this and he's going to request that you talk about that. You watch. Anyway.
But.
I love how you tried to change the subject. I'm aware.
I know you're aware. But I didn't like the ending because why the fuck didn't he pull out the scrunchie and be like, here.
I got it back for you.
I got it back.
Well, actually, here's my thing.
And.
Why didn't she whoop the bitch's ass at the bus?
Because this is... What do you mean?
She should have whooped her ass.
Oh my God, Mom.
She should have just fucking elbowed her in her face and pulled some Conor McGregor shit.
In this generation are pussies.
True.
The kids in this generation are pussies. And if they aren't pussies, it's because, well, one, you have people who are like wannabe, like whoop your ass kind of thing. Like
right.
they're all talk.
Like Riley?
Like.
I'm sorry. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. What? I couldn't help it.
I don't even want to name all the people because I got a list
okay.
full of them.
All right.
Anyway, you got the people who are all talk, who say they'll whoop your ass and then they'll run.
And then they get their ass beat.
But then when you see them in public, they don't do shit to you.
Yeah.
And you're just like, wow.
And then you whoop their ass and then they talk shit to you on Twitter after they got their whoop ass whooped.
Yes. Or you got the people who will really whoop your ass and they don't say shit. And they just do it.
Yeah. And they're like, surprise.
They're like, surprise, bitch. And then they
you know what they say. The loudest one in the room is the first one to get their ass whooped.
Yes.
So Zion would get his ass whooped.
Or you have the people who talk a lot of shit and then actually match it.
Mm.
But those ones are kind of rare.
Because
usually the people who talk the most just don't even do it.
Yep. Like, your dad's like that. Like, he's quiet, but he would fuck someone up.
Yeah.
That's why
I feel like I need to start being quiet, because then maybe I'll be able to whoop somebody's ass.
I'm sure you would.
No, I've seen
you do your brother. I've seen you do shit to Kainoa.
No, that ain't me no more. I'm Christian.
Oh my, you're a liar.
That was me in the past.
She don't even do daily devotions, you guys. She is not a Christian.
I am cleansed of my sin.
Are you looking at flakes or something?
No.
Perfect.
I'm just saying I'm cleansed of my sins.
Okay.
And,
all right. So does not doing daily devotions mean you're not sinning?
I don't think it means I'm sinning or I'm not sinning.
Oh.
I think it's just like a neutral thing.
A neutral thing? Is that what you really think?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Wow. I hear that. I see you.
So, do you want to hear what I thought about the movie?
Sure. I mean, yeah.
Okay. I give it 4.5 stars.
Okay.
And I think this kid Noah is like fine as shit.
Yeah.
But I think he's getting typecasted. You know that?
What?
Typecasted.
Stop.
Okay, wait, maybe that's not the word. Typecasted? Isn't that the word? Where they like cast him into the movies as the same role all the time. He's always like the hot kid with the good heart that gets like the ugly girl or the plain Jane, like not the most popular pretty girl or something. I don't know. You get what I'm saying?
Wait, what other movie was he casted in?
You wanna watch another one? It's not as good as this one, but it was pretty good.
What is it?
It's the one I told you when we were trying to make your list. Sierra Burgess is a loser. Something like that. I can't remember.
Oh.
So that one, you want to know what that one's about?
Sure.
Okay, so a little synopsis. Sierra is this, like, big ogre-looking girl. at school. She can sing, and she's kind of a dork. Yeah, she's seen as like a dork at school, in high school. And I guess Noah is this like jock. His brother is deaf, and he is interested in this popular girl who's like super snobby and full of herself and pretty, but she has a fucked up like home life. Like her mom's really overweight, and it's a dysfunctional household, and she's actually kind of poor, but she seems like well together, like put together, and all this stuff at school. I think she's a cheerleader, like the head cheerleader. So anyways, he's like the head football kid, and then he like is interested in her. So as a joke, she's like a mean girl at the school and gives him, because she's not interested in him, Sierra's number or something. So then he starts talking to her.
I've seen this.
Oh, you have? You watched it?
No, I seen something about it, like a little clip of it.
Oh, on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that movie.
154 steps left in this hour. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. Yeah, it does it to show you. It tries to encourage you to get your steps, like 250 steps in an hour or something, to be active.
God, if I work at Staver, I wonder how many steps I'd get.
I know, right?
Probably would have a shit ton.
Yeah. So anyways, that's pretty much what it is. And then he ends up, I guess, hooking up with the ugly girl.
Yeah, because he falls in love with the way she is.
Yeah, like who she really is. But see, he's like typecasting, right? Like he's typecasted as this like really good looking, like the popular kid that falls for the plain Jane, you know? Because he's got a good heart.
Interesting.
Yeah. So anyway, that's that movie. But yeah, I like this movie. I like it a lot. And I like that she's Asian. Because...
see a lot of Asian
diversity. That's cool. I like it. Even though the sisters, you know who they kind of remind me of? Despicable Me, but like in different orders. Like Margot is the little sister Kitty, and then the actual Margot that's in the movie is
I don't think anybody matches Agnes.
Margot.
Nobody matches her.
Well, I kind of think Agnes is the Asian girl, sort of. Because she kind of... To me, Agnes looks Asian.
Wait, Agnes is the little girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
The unicorn.
I'm talking about the other chick.
Margot.
No.
Oh, the little tomboy one.
Yeah, nobody matches that role.
Well, Kitty kind of matches her, too.
I don't even want to compare.
I don't know, but it reminded me of them sisters. Energy to talk. Are you serious right now?
Too much to think about, because it's like...
God, you are such a Mercury and Virgo, I
all
swear.
These characteristics, it's just in different people. So you don't even have to compare them to other people.
Okay, well, anyways, that's what it reminded me of. Those sisters from Despicable Me.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and how they have one dad.
Oh, I didn't make that connection. I didn't even think about that.
He's kind of like not good at being a dad. Like he's trying to.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's interesting, actually.
Yeah, that is. Interesting. Yeah. Except he wasn't crazy like Gru, where he didn't want Margot to hook up. You know? He was like encouraging her.
His daughter's a loner.
Yeah. But it was different in that way. But anyway. So do you want to watch that one? The Sierra Burgess one?
I don't know.
I don't know if I can watch another one after this.
I think I'd rather play Fortnite.
Do you know that he's in another one that I just watched? I started watching, but it's not as good. It's called SPF 18.
Is that sunscreen?
Yeah. But it's kind of stupid, but it's kind of cool. And then, like, they mentioned Keanu Reeves in it. Like, he, the guy Noah, is dating this chick who's not cute at all. And then there's a girl. Her cousin, she reminds me of Abigail, the way she acts. Like free-spirited and super cute. Yeah. Her personality reminds me of Abigail. Malin. But yeah, so he's in that one. I started watching it and then I had to cook dinner and then your dad wasn't like filling it. So he would like turned it. He was like, "Are you watching?" I'm like, "No, fine, turn it, whatever." But whatever. But we should watch more movies sometimes and do little reviews like this on here.
Okay.
What should we watch next?
Fortnite.
No, not today. On another day. How about you pick the next one since I picked this one?
This kind of reminded me and gave me like the same feel as Jane the Virgin.
Oh. Jane the Virgin.
That's what this reminded me of.
It was kind of quirky, like Jane the Virgin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I think Jane the Virgin has more episodes.
Yes, yes. It. Lots.
And.
Well, I don't know when you last watched, but I haven't been keeping up.
I finished off on that last season when her kid got kidnapped.
See, I don't know nothing about that. I stopped watching at first season.
Yeah, you did. It got crazy.
It's hard for me to watch
Mexicans
TV.
Are crazy. And I totally think that she shouldn't be with the white guy.
She's not being racist. She's Mexican.
Well, no. I'm just saying because the dad wants to be involved with his
Okay,
kid,
I got to that part.
But she's in love with the white dude. And she just wants the white dude to be part of her kid's life. But you can't do that if the dad is trying to be involved with his kid. You know, I could see if, like, the dad wanted nothing to do with his kid. But, you know, he used the last of his fucking sperm. And it got accidentally injected inside of her. So, you know what I mean? It's just... We should talk about something else.
All right. Cool. What should we talk about next? What goes along with that? We should play Life.
That sounds so boring.
It's not. It's really fun.
No,
seriously.
No, I don't want to.
Why? It's fun. Me, you, and Kainoa.
Watching you guys play that looked like hell. I was like, what? I'm really glad that they did not wait for me to get out.
Liar! You wished that we waited for you.
I did, but then when I seen you guys playing, I was like, that looks like Monopoly, and I don't like Monopoly.
It's not. It's not like Monopoly, I promise you.
Bro, Monopoly is the stupidest game
You can
ever.
End the game. Like, you can actually get to the finish without, before getting bored.
I don't know, man.
Have I ever steered you wrong?
Yes.
Shut your face.
Yes, you have.
Not.
And I can say that very, very confidently.
Yeah, how? How? Give me an example.
Okay. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Waiting.
No, this is a lot of pressure. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'll just say, no, Mom. You've never seen
me. I want you to think. You're saying that because you can't think of anything.
No.
Go ahead.
I'll
wait.
I had something.
We can use the interlude that says, 5 hours later.
SpongeBob?
Yeah.
You don't like SpongeBob.
Yeah, well, I'll still put it on this podcast.
I don't want to go get the boys.
Is it time?
No, in an hour. Oh. And I'm strutting it.
So, anyway, I'm waiting. Waiting.
Oh. Waiting. What?
How I steered you wrong?
You know, I gotta have time to think about that, so you should use your interlude.
Okay, we will use that.
5 hours later.
So, guess what, Layla?
Chicken butt?
No, we have a call-in.
Wonderful.
Let's share it. And we're back. So, did you think of anything?
No, because you're always right, Mom.
Are you lying?
No.
You are lying.
No.
Liar.
Never. I would never lie. That's freaking the 9th commandment.
I'm mad you know that.
Is it the 9th?
Yes.
I was guessing.
What? I don't know. Probably King Sinner Zion taught you that.
Jesus is inside of me.
Sure. So, okay. I'm waiting.
Oh, I don't have anything. So you win. This round.
Are you serious right
yes,
now?
Yes, you win this
Why
round.
Why are you so ugly?
Probably because I'm breaking out right now.
No. That's not what I mean. I want to hear. I want to hear where I need to improve. Don't look at me like that. I need the constructive criticism. Go. Lay it on me.
Okay.
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 Do it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, but this isn't steering me wrong.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Okay, the phone thing, okay?
The phone thing?
You know how we have to put our phone on the charger after 9 o'clock or 9 o'clock or whatever?
Okay.
Okay, this is something I could actually remember, okay? All you gotta give me a minute to, like, remember things.
I know. Mercury and Virgo. Okay.
Okay, anyway. All right. I don't even know what Mercury and Virgo means, but whatever. I'm guessing it means slow or something, or being non-changeable. I don't know. Okay, last night when I got home, I noticed that your phone wasn't on the charger either, and I think this is being hypocritical.
Oh, I was just tired.
Because you guys were talking about how it's supposed to be for devotion, but you guys don't even do it yourselves.
Oh, well, that was just one time.
No.
Yes.
That was the second time. Because I remember me and Kainoa, we went to the kitchen because bored. And we seen that your phone wasn't there. And Dad's phone wasn't there either.
Well, I don't make Dad do it.
And then Dad was up. And I was like, oh, are we not doing the phone thing? He goes, we are. I said, then where's your guys' phones? And he said, well, I don't know where your mom's is, but I use mine for my alarm so I can get up in the morning. I said, okay, well, that makes sense because, you know, he has job. But Mom does not have job. And Mom wakes up whenever Dad wakes up.
Okay, well, in my defense, it was in my purse and I was too lazy to take it out of my bag. And it actually died in my bag. So it was dead anyway. But I was too lazy to go and put it on the charger.
Okay, but what about the other times?
But last night, no, it was only last night. It was only that one time and last night. Last night, I was just too lazy to get up. I was tired. Man, yesterday was exhausting, okay?
Yeah.
I was tired.
Yeah.
Like, from sitting in that fucking outside, it's hot.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, I didn't wake up and go straight to my phone, too. You can even ask your dad.
Yeah.
I actually forgot that I left it there because I just fell asleep.
Mama farted.
You sure it's not my pork rind breath?
I'm pretty sure. Oh, shit. Maybe it is. Fuck. You're disgusting.
Dude, it was barbecue, okay?
Those ones weren't even good.
They're bomb.
They're so gross.
No way. They're really
good.
I'm
starting not to like anything that's barbecue flavored.
Really?
Unless it's barbecue sauce.
Oh.
But if I notice now, I don't even eat anything that's barbecue unless it's from Zupa's and it's the chicken barbecue.
Oh, yeah, that salad's good. You know what? Okay, wait. They're probably confused because I don't think they know about what we're doing with the devotions.
Oh, okay. The devotion.
All right, yeah, let Layla explain this.
Was a 4-day thing.
Five. It was a 5-day devotion.
It said 4.
Don't make me prove you wrong.
Do it.
Why do you doubt me?
I doubt you because I always compare this to the time when I was really little.
Oh my God, you're right!
Exactly. And I always compare this to the... I know. Because it was 4 days. And then the days that we skipped, I was like, wait, why the hell is this taking us so long if it's only 4 days? We could have been done by now. But I keep forgetting that we forget and la 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 la. Anyway, so the reason why I doubt you sometimes is because at one time in the old apartments, we used to live in the really, like, a ghetto area.
In Utah,
yeah. And I was really little, and I was friends with some of the kids in the neighborhood. And Cooper's parents, Tina, you remember her? She just made popovers, right? One time she made a popover, and she put the raspberry jelly in it, and it had the seeds in it. And you came over or something like that to their apartment and you ate one and you were like, oh, it's so good. And then we went to the store later on, like that week, and you were like, oh, what kind of jelly did she use? And I said, oh, she used this kind. And then I saw the brand and I saw that it had the seeds in it and I knew that was the one. He said, no, it didn't have seeds in it because I don't like seeds. And I said, wrong. And then you asked Tina and then she showed you the jar and boom. So I always think of that time when you were wrong and... So, yeah, I always think of that.
Oh my God, how old were you?
I was like 5. Okay, maybe 6 or 7, like Kingston.
Oh my God, I think
of a lot of times, okay?
Holy shit. That is so funny.
Yes, I know. And
judgy ass Virgo.
What? This is what you're thinking about? I'm thinking about the fact that you were wrong. And you're like
Virgo rising, Mercury and Virgo. This explains all of this right now. I'm mad you remember that shit.
Bro, I remember the stupidest stuff ever, but I can't remember what I ate yesterday.
Yeah, or remember when I tell you to fucking do something.
Okay, but I do all these other things and I go above and beyond. Yes, and then I forget this tiny little detail because I start doing stuff that you tell me to do, and then I get lost in it, and I start doing more stuff that's related to that.
And then you don't even do the thing that I tell you.
No, you told me that one time when I left my cup on the coffee table.
Yeah.
You also told me to do something in the kitchen, so I did that. But then I was like, oh, these are dirty. And then I started wiping the counters, and I started wiping the stove, and then I started washing dishes. But then I realized I didn't like how the dishes were freaking sorted in the dish drainer, because it didn't look appealing to me.
Oh
so
my God. Look
I
at the Virgo. Mercury
it.
And Virgo. Okay.
I reorganized all of it and I forgot that my cup was on the coffee table because I was cleaning the kitchen. And then there's another time where you told me to do something and then you told me to grab that mat right there and put it into the washer with all the other stuff. But because of the first thing that you told me, I only remembered that one. And I started doing that. And then after that, I went on Fortnite. Because I was like, okay, I'm pretty sure I'm good. And then you got home, you're like, you fucking bitch!
I did not say that, you liar.
Okay, you said, what the fuck, Layla?
I did not say that.
You forgot to grab the mat!
I don't sound like that. Stop. I told you. What did I tell you the other day? You're not allowed to imitate me anymore.
You forgot to put the mat in the washer.
Why are you making me sound annoying?
But, yes.
You make me sound like an annoying witch.
And then,
you forgot to put the mat in it. I don't even talk like that. I just come in. I would come in and be like, what the fuck, Layla?
Oh,
you didn't put that in the, you didn't wash the mat.
That's what you sounded like. That's exactly what you sounded like.
But you didn't imitate me like that. I told you. You're not allowed to imitate me. I hate you.
Then there was that one time with the Shakeology cup. And
yeah, when I said, hey, don't forget to wash your Shakeology cup. And then you didn't.
Because you told me something else to do.
So what? I got to tell you only one thing at a time.
Bro, I told you my memory is shit. I remember the stupid stuff. Or the
yeah,
first thing I
like
told.
When you were 6 years old.
Yes, I remember
and I
that.
Was wrong about fucking jelly.
And I...
oh my God, okay, go, hit me.
Damn it, what's the other thing? I remember a lot of stuff. You just gotta give me like a minute and I'll remember.
And it's the dumbest shit, okay?
But
when I give you really good advice, that totally doesn't even count because the stupid thing you actually remember crosses that one off.
It does.
You're ugly! Oh my God. So does that mean I can never ever trust you because you're always wrong?
I'm not always wrong.
Okay,
actually.
You're not. You're not. All
right. I am always right.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Shut up. No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Like the jelly.
Okay.
You like the jelly.
Okay.
I told
like
you
the
about
jelly.
That one.
Like the 4-day devotion. But there's also been times when you've been
wrong.
You
know, I forgot about the 4-day devotion. I told you my memory sucks. I forgot that we even talked about that. I freaking forgot.
I can't.
What is the other? You know.
There have been times when you've been wrong. And I've proved you wrong. Okay. And then when I prove you wrong, all right. You get all Aquarius on me and you're like,
I wish you guys could see her face.
Yeah, okay, I wish you guys could see her face, because that's the face.
Okay, so, tell me what, when I was wrong.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready.
When you decided to have sex with Aaron, does that count?
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay, name something.
I came up with that fast.
Okay, name some, okay, but you're Aries! You're an Aries! You're very,
All right, what, go.
You're fast thinker, you're action oriented, you're very quick at things, it's like, you don't think before you say shit, you just go.
Yeah, I know. I was just talking about how you said that I'm a savage.
You are. Now name something else.
Another thing that you were wrong about?
Yes.
Another thing that you were wrong about. You know that time when we were going somewhere and then you were like, oh no, you turn over here and it's by this place. And I was like, no, it's not. It's not even near there. It's over here. And you were like, you're wrong. And then I pulled it up on the map and I was right.
No, I don't remember this.
You're right, because I just made that up. Ah! Your face was so serious.
So this just proves to me that I'm almost always right, except for that one incident.
Okay, no, there's been times when you've been wrong.
And that incident doesn't even count.
Okay, yeah, because it didn't happen. That's right, because you lost your V-card to Denzel, right?
Technically, yes.
Okay, all right, fine.
Because Aaron's dick sucked.
That you can't say that in front of me, Layla. You can't say that in front of me.
What?
Don't. Oh, stop.
You know what? I'm not even going to talk shit about it right now. I'm just going to accept it as it is. It happened.
Okay.
But I don't count it.
You can't say that, Layla. Oh my
what?
God.
I don't count it?
No, that you can't say the D word in front of me, man.
Oh.
That's
okay.
Traumatizing.
Okay.
Ew. Ew.
So, next topic.
Ew. Okay, wait, I think I'm done.
Oh my gosh, last night we were playing pool, and the Beatles came on.
Mm-mm.
And I was watching John Lennon the whole time. Because it was really like...
Wait, was it on the video? Like a video?
It was a music video.
And what?
I was sitting there watching, and Denzel goes, oh look, it's the Beatles. And I'm like, oh look, it's John Lennon. And then I'm sitting there.
They don't even know what you're talking about.
I know.
Okay, anyway.
Because Denzel won't acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so I sat there and I was just staring at John Lennon. I was like, he is the dopest looking guy there.
Is he?
He was wearing a fucking fur coat.
Really?
Motherfucking, oh my god, he bougie.
He is? He's bougie?
He was wearing like those glasses.
The circles?
The trendy glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I have a picture of Denzel wearing those.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
Oh.
It's on my Instagram.
Oh. Cool.
Yeah. Oh, and Denzel said that he wants to become a greaser, so he's gonna grow out his hair and make himself a greaser. And I'm like,
okay.
Maybe then he'll actually be attractive.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, let's change the topic because I'm running out of things to talk about.
Oh, okay. I'm still trying to think of when you were wrong. I can't think of anything right now, actually. See, I have a really bad memory.
But that was the thing that you could come up with?
What?
Aaron.
Well, yeah, but I'm trying to think of like a time when like I was right and you were wrong. I can't really think of anything.
I can't either, and that's probably because I think I'm a know-it-all.
That's an Aquarius thing, too.
I know yeah. It is.
Oh, of course you do. Of course you know.
Because you tell me that.
No, because you're an Aquarius and you know it all.
Yeah, that's what you told me. So now I'm a know-it-all about that. You know what else Denzel brought up to me last night? He was like, how? Or it was at the family party. He was like, how does the moon have light right now? I was like thinking like in my head, I was like, flat earth. That's why. The earth is flat. And then he was like, oh wait. Because the sun is kind of peeking out on the other side of the earth. So that's why the moon has light. And I'm like, then why the fuck did they call it moonlight? That doesn't even make sense. Like, sunlight is sunlight.
Do you think Denzel's going to get upset about how you're imitating him right now?
I don't think he's going to get upset. I think he might just laugh at me.
How do I imitate your father? Do I imitate him in the same way?
Him.
I don't imitate?
No.
How do I imitate you?
In an annoying voice.
An annoying voice? Well, what kind of one? Oh, like a stoner voice, I think.
Yes.
Yeah?
A very slow stoner.
Yeah. That sounds
about
right.
I still think that we need to smoke him out.
Yeah, he's not. No. What?
That's right, he got baptized.
He wouldn't even smoke. Like, he's so, I don't know, good.
This poor kid.
I don't know what happened to him.
He won't be like me. Oh my gosh, when Auntie Jay was talking about how, like, you got burnt out before you're 21.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was the only one. And when she said it, I was like, oh my God, somebody that understands me.
I got burnt out before I was 21.
I don't believe that. Oh my God.
What?
I do not believe that.
Why?
I don't know why I don't believe that. That just does not sound good to me. That just doesn't sound right.
I got burnt out when I got pregnant with you. You were the reason why I stopped doing all the fuck shit.
That's what Auntie Jay said about Jeremiah, too.
Yeah. It's true. So I was burnt out at what, 19, 20?
What the fuck is up with all these teenagers and still... They're probably going to be crackheads.
I don't know nothing.
Definitely crackheads. I've seen crackheads at Savers. Basically the same thing.
Really? Yeah, I don't know.
To me, if you're not able to put all those things aside for your child and be there for them, you're not a good parent.
Yeah.
Because you should have thought of that in the first place.
I mean, I would drink and stuff, like, but I wasn't, like, partying, going to, like, clubs.
Yeah, like, going to, like, a full-on party.
Because, I mean, when you guys were younger, me and Angel would drink, like, that time I just told you when I would drink the wine.
Yeah.
And then I messed around with her brother.
Such a hoe.
That wasn't, it was him. It was all him.
You're still a hoe. I hear all your stories, and I think that you're a hoe.
I got the whole out of my system.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so loyal to your dad.
Good for you.
That's why I'm worried for you, actually, because you didn't really get the whole out of your system.
No, I did not. Yeah. But if I have kids, I know I won't, like, want to drink or anything or smoke, because I don't like it.
I really worry about you, though, because your Venus is in Sag. See, and a Venus in Sag really needs to get the hoe out. My Venus is in Pisces, so, like, I could just create a Lala dream, whatever, fairy tale, and just believe that. And be like, oh, yeah, I'm so happy in this relationship, even though I didn't get my hoe out. But I did get my hoe out, because Aries. But, you know, your Venus is in Sag, and you only had sex with two humans. And you're going to settle down with this one, pretty sure. What? What's that face?
This is not something that we should be talking about over a podcast.
Oh, yeah. I know. Sorry. My bad. What? Having sex with only two people is a good thing. Look at Auntie Ray. She only had sex with, like, Uncle Kaala. And they're married. And they're high school sweetheart. Intermediate sweethearts. Okay, next subject.
I don't.
I love this so much. I'm so excited that you guys have a podcast.
Hi, Maka.
Hi.
Thank you for calling in. We really appreciate the support and that you're excited for the podcast, because we're kind of off.
We're all over the place and very unorganized.
Yeah.
And all over the place. Did I say that?
Mm-hmm. And my breath smells like...
I was just about to say what I smell like.
Barbecue.
I smell like chlorine.
Pork rinds. Oh, you smell like chlorine? You shave your arm?
Not for a while.
No.
But I used to. You knew so, this.
Well, I mean, I've never seen it growing like that.
That's probably why my skin's so dry.
Did you smell like chlorine?
Yeah.
Did you shower?
No. I just... Because, you know, we went swimming, and then we played pool, and then after that, I just came home.
Ew!
And I went to sleep.
Ew, I'm touching you. Layla, stop. Bitch.
It's okay, I washed my hands today.
Fuck! Cut it out. We're talking to Auntie Maka.
You know, I was thinking about it, and I kind of want a tattoo, but I'm too scared still.
Stupid. Okay, well, anyways, Maka, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate the support. You are always hyping us up. Hyping me up. Wait, is that what you said?
Hyping you up.
Yeah, yeah, you're always hyping me up,
always,
man.
Always supportive of everything that she does.
Yeah, she is.
Like, I feel like if she did crack, you'd support her.
Shut up! No, she wouldn't! She would not!
I'm just kidding.
Her husband's a cop.
Dude.
Mm-hmm. You think that she, well, because she's on for that airline, she'd be smuggling me shit and stuff?
Shit.
She'd be like, Chad, where's that shit that you fucking got from those criminals? Put it on the plane. Put it in my luggage. I'm going to fly it over to Cal. You think she'd do that? What are you doing?
I didn't even think of that.
Oh. She would not do that. Mama just farted.
Didn't I say that earlier, but then you said it was your breath?
I'm pretty sure it was my breath. My breath stink. I can feel it. Just like how that Shakeology cup over there that you drank out of is looking pretty dank.
Yeah, I know.
It's looking pretty... How would you say that?
Well, I need something sweet.
Something sweet?
Yes.
Okay, well, anyways, Maka, sorry. This is a really long, all over the place response, but yeah. We appreciate you, sister.
Pretty sure we said that 3 times.
And I am excited that you are podcasting. Like, I already called into your station and said that. But that story about Dan and stuff, that was so good. Makes me want to reminisce and share a story on the podcast. But
like that one time when you're wrong about the jelly?
I am over you. Okay, what? So we're going to end the episode.
What? Your podcast?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
So we're going to end the episode. We're going to wrap it up.
Yeah, and it's going to take us like 5 minutes.
What are we going to get? Are you going to buy something?
You act like I have money or something.
You do have like $700 in your savings.
I'm taking that out of there.
Oh.
That has to last me.
I bet you I could get you to take it out.
You always get me to spend my money. You freaking got me to spend money on Fortnite.
Oh, did I?
Without even really trying. You were like, oh, Layla, you should buy this. Oh, Layla, you should buy that. And then I freaking bought them. I freaking spent, what, $35 on fucking Fortnite?
Dude, I spent like $500, okay? So okay, don't even tell me nothing.
You're impulsive.
Oh.
And... Yes.
And stupid.
You just spend your money like it's nothing.
Yeah.
And I almost have to be convinced to spend money.
Oh. Yeah, but I know I could convince you.
You could.
Yeah.
You really could. Yeah. And I'm going to try to fight it as hard as I can.
Yeah. I just got to say,
you're
like,
very persuasive.
Certain things
that will upset me or
like Cold Stone. Like, sounds really good.
What the fuck? It does. Oh my God.
Creed? We should see what Uncle Kama is doing. Let's go meet up with him and
cheesecake
go out and eat.
Cheesecake ice cream with freaking graham cracker crust? That's what I get.
Damn. I should have called Uncle Kama earlier. I forgot today's his day off. We could have met up with him and like went to go to like that berry place where they have the dessert burrito that's made out of cotton candy and it has ice cream inside of it.
That shit looks like diabetes.
What? That shit looks fucking
Girl, that
magic.
That shit does not even look good.
You're a liar. Here? Yes. It's by him.
Oh my God. That looks like hell.
Uncle Kama goes there all the time.
I was like, that doesn't even look good.
What
that
do you mean?
Look like socially acceptable. Like how
You know what? Don't even tell me that when you're fucking sending me shit on Facebook of like mac and cheese in a million fucking ways.
But that's mac and cheese.
That looks
like
a heart attack.
I want to get a cotton candy thing and stick every possible sugary treat inside of it.
With ice cream?
And ice cream. Me? Like, they're like, oh, I'm going to stick some ice cream in
well,
this.
Well, you could share
and
it.
After that,
you don't cut it.
I'm going to put some sprinkles. And now I really want to eat that because I'm dying for sugar.
See, you want to eat that. You're just trying to
convince
yourself.
Oh, I hate you so much.
To not want
no,
it.
No, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't need it.
Oh
I don't
gosh.
Want it.
Okay.
I don't need it.
All right, fine.
We're 3 minutes into this, and we're supposed to end it.
Yeah. Yeah. What are we going to call this episode?
What's his name?
Noah. Noah
Centineo is hot as shit.
That's what we're gonna call this?
Yes. No! No, we're gonna call this Netflix and...
And podcast. Instead of Netflix and chill.
What about a word that rhymes with chill? Netflix kill. And kill?
Sounds like the best date ever.
Netflix and something. Netflix and... What the hell did we talk about on this? Being wrong. The movie.
Raspberry jelly.
I'm mad at you. Can you stop talking about that?
Netflix and raspberry jelly.
Mm-mm.
And...
No.
Noah and...
Mm-hmm.
And how you can take your virginity back. And... Proving people wrong. And... Mama farted. And...
Pork rinds.
Barbecue pork rinds. And how they're not good.
They are good.
And...
We need a title for this episode. I have no idea.
We need a title.
Netflix and kill. Netflix and chill.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should come up with the name of our podcast first before we start podcasting.
Oh, you mean the name of the episode before we start podcasting?
Whatever it is.
Naps and Netflix. Something with an N. Netflix and... This is really hard. Come on, Layla, you come up with the name.
Oh, we talked about the name board line.
Briefly. How about Netflix and no chill? That is us.
Okay.
Okay, that's what we're calling it. That took us 6 minutes. So you were wrong. Not 5. 6.5.